This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time he was on the show was back in October of last year. And the name of the company is Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMKG. They specialize in commerce, cloud, and mobility applications, delivering white label solutions to global paytech and fintech markets. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Massimo Barone. Massimo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it.
It's been a little while, so we'll get right down to the Q&A. If you would, explain to me the company's cross-border payments expansion to us.
Sure. It'd be a pleasure to. As you know, SmartCard is a company in the paytech and fintech space, and we've really been focused on cross-border. We believe, you know, cross-border payments and global exchange, especially with, you know, the transformation into digital money and services has really exploded, you know, because of,
correct,
you know, pandemics and so forth. But we've been able to lock in several partners across the globe, creating very specific corridors. We have access to trading FX in multiple corridors. And what we've done really is specialized in building an engine for financial service enterprises that can use our platform and access those corridors with their existing business portfolio. So it's given us a very healthy advantage, and I think we've transformed what FX is really used for, where it's not simply just to book currency, but it's in effect, you know, it's really part of B2B, you know, B2C and peer-to-peer transactions, you know, in a free flow world.
Now, your flagship products is the AxPay and also the XPay World. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we have, of course, AxPay for cross-border. We've got XPay, which is a minority interest company, partnership and ownership. And it's a terminal management host where we develop a payment system for acquirers or issuers. And TMS is very unique because it gives us the ability to work with all the card schemes and do device certification. And our most recent partnership with Ingenico in Asia, where we launched the FinTech Singapore show, was a huge success. Our application on their newest Axiom device, and that gives us a leeway into the market to deliver the products to these acquirers and enterprises who need to build their own payment system.
If you would, explain to us what exactly is a chatbox AI market going forward, and I guess it's for fintech and for paytech. I need to be educated on that space, so bring me up to speed on that if you would, sir.
All right. Well, look, you know, the whole market is right now going crazy with AI, and you've probably heard about this whole chat GPT, and they're challenging Google to the stone, and, you know, a year and a half ago, SmartCard, we entered the chatbot market AI with an artificial intelligence where we acquired a library of code, and we've implemented it across our platforms. But we're very focused on task automation, customer and employee automation, using AI as leverage for faster transactions, client assistance in doing cross-border, and basically helping with anything embedded finance. And we've worked on a portfolio of use cases to really tackle that whole sector with a very unique offering. And I think especially the climate has gone so crazy with the evaluations. We're really happy that SmartCard, once again, we've hit another market prior it exploding. So it's given us the advantage of our portfolio taking on really some exciting business endeavors.
What exactly is a hybrid super app?
All right. Well, you're probably familiar with the likes of Alipay and WeChat.
Right.
Smartcard has a generosity platform, just to give you an example. The hybrid wallet, the e-commerce portal with a marketplace. It's multi-tenant, means multiple vendors can join in, and they can have their own payment system within the payment network. So they can do their own activities, be part of a large-scale marketplace, and there's a wallet for the consumer and the business to interact with a lot of the utilities and tools like QR codes and frequency signal payments, just to say, and check-in scans. So you have the whole environment which acts like this hybrid ecosystem. And it's a pick-and-choose environment for a lot of the businesses, but it allows them to participate in a large-scale network. So it gives you that super app ecosystem.
Have you guys given it any thought of how you're going to monetize that?
Oh, we already are. We've already got licenses going on in 4 countries with white label deployments in the U.S., India, Philippines, Singapore, and actually 2 underway in Africa. And a large component of that is because we have AxPay and XPay, we can deliver actually and connect to any major financial network because we have the certifications and the compliance and regulatory framework. So it really puts us in a very unique space as a small contender who wants to fight in a very large sector.
I want to change gears here. I read one of your press releases. Recently, you filed an S-1 registration effectively by the SEC on January 31st. Where are we at in that process, and what is that going to do for you?
Well, I want to say that, you know, the S-1 was very significant for us because, you know, we want to take the company on a fast track to the NASDAQ. The S-1 was one of the last steps from our recent migration or uplisting to the OTCQB, and we want to be a fully reporting issuer, as well as file in Canada, which we've already taken the steps with the Securities Commission in the province of Quebec. We're awaiting pending details from their review, and I think what it does for us is signals to the market. Look, take a look at SmartCard's history. Over the last 3 years, we've taken every step in qualifying the company higher and higher in profile status. Of course, the company, looking forward, wants to pair its success in the financial industry with its success, hopefully, on the global market. So I believe that, you know, we're raising a champion.
Your stock price is currently a little under 2 cents. Your market cap's a little over 8 million. If you would, giving my listeners and your stockholders just kind of a thought process of what you think is going to happen going forward here in the next 2 or 3 quarters and revenues to come with that.
Well, you know, I think first it has to be said that, you know, we're a misunderstood duck. it was difficult for investors or shareholders or, you know, the market to understand what we were doing with SmartCard.
Right, because, I agree.
You know, we're building out IP and assets in order to go into regulatory framework. And, you know, it's not about money, it's about time. And compliance and regulatory framework, and you've probably seen a lot of companies drop off the mat, even raising big capitals, because they don't understand fundamental architecture and they don't understand compliance or regulatory bodies and the importance they have. And SmartCard, you know, we're resilient. We made it through, you know, 2 or 3 apocalyptic events, if we want to call it that, in the last 2 or 3 years. But our IP and our assets continue to grow. And I think recently, anyway, as we start activating licenses and as we start activating customers and those customers receive their approvals by the regulators, you know, that whole portfolio backlash that we have in the back or backlog is starting to activate. And I think that success of activation is going to prove what we've built. And I think that's where you should be looking forward. I think SmartCard, while the price is low, but it ain't going to stay there. And I think this is the fundamental period to be looking at this.
You've been listening to the CEO of SmartCard Marketing Systems, Inc., Massimo Barone. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SMK. KG. Sir, I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show. You know I'm a fan of what you guys are doing out there. Only wish that I have is that you come back every two months instead of every 6 months.
You know, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and, you know, you helping us put off the word for the company. And, you know, it'd be my pleasure to be back sooner. And I think, you know, it'll probably be worthwhile to come back sooner once you see a little bit more of our traction, and I think you'll grasp really what we've been doing.
For my listeners, take a look at them. You're going to find them on the OTCQB again under the ticker symbol SMKG. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll see you here in the next 60 days.
Thank you again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.